Hi everyone, welcome to the first episode of Book Broad. This is a channel where I discuss and review books that my book club, A Novel Idea, and I read, and we just review them. The first episode, I'm just going to go through chapters 1 through 5. We all have busy schedules right now, so it's very hard for us to get through one book throughout the week. You know, we all mothers, we all work, some of us go to school. It's just, you know, let's take it, you know, bit by bit. I decided to do the first episode by myself because when I tried to record us, because, you know, we're doing via Skype, they're back in Georgia, I'm here in California, so I tried to record the Skype, but it didn't go well. I really couldn't hear them, and then there was like other factors coming in, like kids making noise. There's just too much. So I'm just going to go through the 1 through 5 chapters of the book that we decided. I picked a book. It's called Girl Number One. The description is, there's a body in the woods. At least there was. Eleanor Blackwood saw it on her morning run, a young woman strangled to death. But the police can find nothing, no body, no sign of a crime. And even Ellie has to wonder if it was a trick of her mind, a gruesome vision conjured up by grief. It's 18 years to the day since she witnessed her own mother's murder on the same woodland spot. But what if she really did see what she thinks she saw? What if the body was left there for Ellie alone to find? And there's one detail Ellie can't shake, a deliberate number 3 on the dead woman's forehead. When she discovers a second body, this one bearing the number 2, Ellie is convinced there are not messages, but threats. A killer is on a countdown, but who is girl number 1? Okay, so reading that little synopsis of the book, I was like, alright, this seems cool. You know, a little suspense thriller. So, we start reading, you know, like I said, chapters 1 through 5. And to be honest, I guess it's based in England. I kind of figured that out via the prologue, because the prologue just explained how she was younger and her mom, watching her mom get murdered, and she was like, "Mom," and I only know people in England to do that. It's just a lot of description. Like, I don't know, it was just, I understand as a writer, you have to describe and you have to put imagery so like the person can read it, can envision it in their head, but like, come on, there's a certain point where you have to stop. You don't have to describe every little detail, and that's what I feel like it was doing. Like, I swear it didn't get to the interesting part to chapter 3 because there was just so much description and everything, you know, it was just crazy. But it started off good, you know. It was, like I said, 18 years to the day. It was her mom's murder anniversary, I guess. And she decided to take the run in the woods, even though her friends didn't want to. They kind of protested her do it. But, you know, when somebody's mind's made up, they're like, you know, F it, I'm going to do it anyway. I just don't understand how running through the area where your mom's murdered, like, even though she does it every day, I guess she does a run, but to do it on that day, like, I don't understand how that honors her. Maybe just me. I don't know. And I guess it was just weird because all of a sudden she comes up to this sign where, like, the regular path she goes on is closed, like, all of a sudden on that day, it was closed, so she had to take another path, and I guess that's where she saw the body. She's talking about she sees, like, a shadow move behind her, and I'm like, F this. First of all, I'm kind of hesitant and apprehensive to run on a big trail in the woods anyway. Like, I've seen too many scary movies, and, you know, I'm like, nah. It's not for me. But, you know, she goes through there. I guess she sees the body. And she comes upon this, I believe it's a priest. And I guess she doesn't trust him or whatever. So she doesn't really tell him that she sees the body. She waits till she runs to her friend or slash co-worker's house. You know, and she tells her what she saw. So they drive back. And as they drive back, she all of a sudden sees her dad emerge from the woods all muddy and stuff, saying that he forgot his dog. And I'm like, this okay? Did the dad kill him? And a lot of people's like, well, maybe the dad did. Maybe he was a serial killer that killed the mom. But then I'm like, how the writer described how the dad felt like he completely shut down after the mom was murdered. Like, he's just kind of fell off of reality, you know? He just became, I don't know, just, he hadn't fully recovered over her mom's death. So I'm like, maybe he's not the murderer, but he does look suspect coming from, you know, coming from the woods like that. And I don't know, they drive, I guess, okay, anyway, her friend drives her back to her house. They contact her roommate, who I guess just got home from work because she works nights. And the roommate says how she contacted her two friends, these brothers that owned a farm after their dad died. And she was like, did you tell them about the body? And she was like, I didn't have time. And I'm like, how do you not have time to tell somebody that, hey, such and such found a body in the woods, come over, rather than, hey, come over, and that's it? Like, that's the first thing that would come to my mind, is like, yo, Ellie found a body, yo, get your ass over here. But, I don't know, it's just, I don't know. And then, it was like the brothers. She made it seem like they're supposed to be so attractive and stuff, but they didn't. She didn't give me much. Like, I like how, well, that's pretty much, like, okay, anyway, let's go back. Like, the chapter 5 ended with the police coming and asking her questions. The police officer, like, initially, he's kind of skeptical because he knows of her. He's pretty much asking her, oh, are you the same girl who found her mother 18 years, you know, before, blah blah blah. And I'm like, why does that have to do anything? Even she's like, why does that have to do anything? What does that have to do anything? And it just seemed like the police officer didn't care. I guess the female officer, she was more interested in the brothers because I guess they look good. I don't know. And I guess chapter 5 pretty much ended with the police saying that they haven't seen a body, so now they're kind of make it seem like, hey, maybe she's just imagining things, you know, or whatever. But I mean, I like how the author starts off, you know, with the suspense, but it took a while to get there, you know. After 3 chapters, we should already, the police should have been there by at least chapter 3 or so. But it's just description after description after description, and it just gets tedious after a while. Like, oh my gosh, like, freaking A, you know. And I know how some writers can be. Like, I had to stop myself for having to describe every little detail. Like, I know I want my readers to see what I'm writing, like, see what I envision, but I don't have to, like, draw it out like that. And I just feel like it was just being drawn out. But other than that, like, the book was, from the beginning, it was pretty good. It, I don't know, I just have to wait, because now we have to read chapters 6 to 20, and I haven't, like, a novel idea. My book club, they read it already. I'm sorry, I'm pretty late with all this, and book club meeting is in a day or two. But, you know, they're not impressed. So, I mean, they're a tough crowd anyway. So, we shall see. You know, like I said, chapter 6 to 20, we're reading next. The book is called, again, A Girl, what is it, Girl Number 1? Yeah, by Jane Holland. That's H-O-L-L-A-N-D. You could get it on Kindle. If you have Unlimited on Amazon, you can get it for free, but it's like 38 chapters, 350 some pages. You can read along with us. It's pretty good. We're just trying to hurry up and get finished, which is like, if they're not impressed, I'm like, oh my gosh, I know I'm not going to be. I feel like the synopsis kind of lied to me, like it tricked me. So I guess they won't allow me to pick another book after this. But the next episode is going to be those chapters. I'm going to try to get everything worked out so that, you know, I can have them recorded as well so you get their input on it. I just want to put that out there to like just start it off. But yeah, it's crazy. So yeah, hopefully next time I'll have everything situated so we record our book club meeting. It's usually like 30 minutes. The recording idea was longer than this, but like I said, a lot of factors came in, outside noises, the recording thing wasn't working, but hopefully everything, I'm going to try to get everything situated, everyone, so bear with me. Be sure to tune in. I should have an episode up every week. I think the next episode is going to be up a lot quicker, depending on how everything works out. But yeah, also you can check out my website, www.theweird.com. You can subscribe to my blog and get updates on the next books that we will be reading. So I hope you all like this episode. Usually they'll be like 30 minutes, but I just want to hurry up and get that out there, like I said before. So hopefully you all stay tuned while we read this book, and I hope they are wrong in my opinion, and it is actually interesting. Alright, that's it, you guys. I'll talk to you next time. Bye.